Eloheinu, melech ha'olam, shehakol nehiyeh b'dvaro.
Amen.
Let's turn to Aben Ishchai and Parshas Kisavo. What shaychus to the parsha, what shaychus to Hanukkah, just hold on for just a bit. Now listen to this unbelievable Aben Ishchai. I was so in this fall, I have to share it with the Olam, especially since it connects to a Rabbeinu B'chai that we've quoted quite frequently, and now we'll add a little something extra tonight as well. Avahayim Shemoa Tishma V'chulei Nesancha Hashem Elokecha Elyon HaKol Goyei HaOretz. Pasuk says in Parshas Kisavo, Perachov Ches Pasuk Aleph, that if we listen to the mitzvahs, we learn the Torah, and we're Mekayim the Tayek mitzvahs, then Hashem is going to go ahead and place us Elyon HaKol Goyei HaOretz, above and beyond all the nations of the world. Writes the Heiliger Ben Ishchai, Rabbi Yosef Chaim, the Sephardi giant of a few centuries ago, nearly B'siyata D'Shemaya, D'Yadua, it is well known, the Arba Etzbo Sayad, Romzim La'Arba Malchios, the four fingers on the hand correspond to the four Malchios, the Dalet Golios, to which we've been subjected through the ages, starting, of course, with Golos Mitzrayim, then on to Golos Bavil, then Golos Paras and Golos Yavon, and then, of course, and we have Golos Edom and Romi. So we have the Dalet Golios. Asher Imoim Klulim Kol Shar Umas Olam. Within these four Malchios, these four sense of these four kingdoms encompassed therein, are in fact all the nations of the world. I said, so what about the thumb? The Godel Levado is Romi's Li Yisrael. Why? Because we see in Parshas Bolak, Chav Gimel Tes regarding Klai Yisrael, Hanam Levadad Yishkon. Klai Yisrael dwells alone. And therefore we have the thumb, which is clearly distinct, clearly separate from the other four fingers. These four fingers will correspond to the Dalet Golios, to the Dalet Malchios. And then we have, of course, the thumb. And the thumb corresponds to Klai Yisrael. What's the remez? Amarti b'siyata d'shmaya tam nochem b'dover zeh. Delachim tzintza kol ha'arba etzbos yish v'em shlush ha'ksharim v'rak ha'godol shnei ksharim. These four fingers adjacent to one another, they all have three joints on the top and the middle and on the bottom. The thumb alone only has two joints. Clearly, Dvarim Gedolim Einam Mikra. Nothing is coincidental. Why? Because Davka the Yomas Olam, who have a sar. We know that Yaakovino in this past week's parsha had the all-night wrestling match together with Saroshol Esav. None of the nations of the world deal directly with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Klai Yisrael alone, Va'atem Hadveikim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. We have a Dveikus that's Yosher, that's direct to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have a direct line. There's no Emtsoi, there's no Mamutza, no conduit through whom we have to go and connect to the Eibushter. We have a direct connection. Amameila, the Umas Olam, they correspond to the four fingers, all the nations in the world. Okay, even Amaz Gavaldi Gremes, Halpi the Gamachia, but we have the 70 nations in the world included under these four Malchios, these four Golios, and you have three joints to highlight what? The top? Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim on the bottom, but there's a middle joint, there's an Emtsoi. The Goyim can relate directly to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the main law, three joints, there's a space in the middle, Mashenki, the thumb. The thumb is what? Two joints, is the Eibushter and Klai Yisrael. Henam, Levad, and Yishkon, these four fingers are together, but the thumb is all alone, all to itself. In addition, we mentioned in the past of Hirsch, why is the thumb called the Godel, which is an abbreviated Lashon of the Agudal? Rav Hirsch writes, because the only finger that can properly be ma'agate all the other etzbos is the thumb. Notice how these four fingers, none of them can ever face one another. The only one finger that alone can face opposite each individual remaining finger is the thumb. Thumb can face opposite each of the four fingers. Not only that, these four fingers can never be bound up in and of themselves. You need the thumb to wrap itself around the fist. When you take the thumb and wrap itself around, that's ma'agate, zoktov hirsh. That's why it's called the agudal, or for short, the godel. It's ma'agate, all the other etzbos. So you have the Aguda. In fact, parenthetically, we mentioned in the past, why is the organization called the Aguda? Why do we talk about an Eged? Lulav Tzorech Eged. Why do we call it an Eged? So perhaps it's based on the Maral, who writes in many places that we know Beis is the symbol of Riboy. After all, everything started as an Aleph, as an Anochi, as an Echad Yochad Miuchad. Once you branch out, once you create, that's why the Torah explains the Maral begins with a Beis, Bereishis. It's the sense of Riboy. Anytime you create, you have a Riboy. We have a creature in the world that's called the locust. They're called Arbe. Why? Explains the Maral in the beginning of Netzach Yisrael Shalom Parakeh, because Arba is the only species in all of Tanakh, Mishlei, Paraklam, and Posach Chavzayin, about which we read, Melech Ein La'Arba. There's no Melech. If you look at geese, a flock of geese is always one in the front. Anytime the birds are flying above us, we always find there's one leader that's leading the flock of geese, or whatever the case might be, shaking swarms of locusts. The locusts are just going. In fact, locusts, they each are trying to eat the one in front and not to be eaten by the one in back. It's chaos. It's frenzy. There's no melech. Melech backwards kulam. Melech tacharam, the ma'achir of lam. There's melech in ma'arbet. So right tomorrow, what do they call arbet? They're just a reboy be'alma because no one's being ma'achir them. That's the idea of a base. It's a period. Memela. I'm sure it's very good. When you're talking about combining things, what do you do? Start with an aleph. We go through the aleph base. We need to create a shorish. Aleph, base, gimel, dalet, but we skip the base because base is reboy. What's an egghead? Egghead is together. That's why it's called an egghead. Aleph, base, gimel, dalet, the akuda. Aleph, base, gimel, dalet, hey, vav. We skip the base. Alpi, the maral, that stands for reboy. Aleph, base, gimel, dalet, hey, vav. That's an akuda. That's putting things together. Alkopana, back to our discussion. So we have the akuda. We have the godal. Explains of Hirsch. The thumb called the akuda. It's the only finger that could properly be ma'agave, the sharetz boss. But adds Rabbi Yosef Chaim and the Benish Chai. Notice how the thumb is the finger that can go above all the other fingers, or chalilo can be below all the other fingers. One is together, and there's a sense of tekifus, a sense of strength, and it's on top. Ben Ishchai just got through telling us, just like the thumb corresponds to Klai Yisrael, that's why there are only two joints as opposed to the three joints. All the four fingers corresponding to the Dalet Malchios, the Mela, the Dalet Golios, there's three joints, there's the Ebershter, there's the Emtsoi, there's the Uma. Mashenk and Klai Yisrael, two joints, that's the thumb we connect directly to the Ebershter, we need no Emtsoi. Where Henam, Levad, and Ishkan, these four fingers are adjacent, the thumb is clearly separate, clearly distinct. But, as the Ben Ishchai, the thumb is what? Could be Elyon over all the other fingers, and that's the strength of the fist, or it could be placed beneath, and the other ones could cloud, can hide the thumb. That's Klai Yisrael. It depends. Do we want to be Elyon, or Kol Goyah, or Eretz? Then we'll have to keep us the strength, or are we going to be below? Are we going to go and be hidden? The Mela, we have the thumb that unites all the other fingers. And now listen to this remez of the Ben Ishchai. The O Nira Lirmos Biomro. Let's go back and read that posik in Kisavo Chavches Aleph. The Hayim Shavuot Tishma, we listen to the mitzvah in the San Hashem al Kecha. El Yon Ako Goyar. Hashem is going to place us El Yon. Why not just say, you know, San Hashem al Kecha. Ako Goyar Oretz. Mamela will be El Yon. What is El Yon? Zok the Heilig Rabbi Yosef Chaim. If you break up the word El Yon, what does it get? Al Yovon. Elyon is Al Yovon. Hashem is going to place us on Yovon. Why? Because the Arba Malchios Hamruz and Arbed's boss, one of them is Yovon. So why do we mention Yovon separately? Porat is Yovon b'fnei atzmo ki yuakot and machol l'shabra Malchios, the weakest of all the Dalet Malchios. Kalila Yovon. Why? What's the raya? Because we see all the other nations Mitzrayim, they subjected us. We had the Avodas Porach in Mitzrayim, the Sheba in Mitzrayim, and we know Alex Melech Bova Nebuchadnezzar, Bova was a shlita, complete sense of sovereignty over Klai Yisrael, and we know Esav and Romi today, Edom Romi today. Mashenk and Yovan, we had a handful of Chashmonam defeat the entire Yovan. Clearly, they were not. They were busy studying all day. Philosophy, whatever it was, they weren't the mightiest warriors. So yes, it was a miracle, but a handful of Chashmonam overcome them. So therefore, we break it into two because they weren't as powerful. There was more the Rukhni Yislashkicham Torsecha. Mitzrayim is the Iker, even though Beis Halevi, it's B'gatzah, the Gashmi, and the Ruchni. Mitzrayim is clearly the Avodas Parach, was clearly the physical labor. And Bavel, destruction of the Bayis Rishon, they destroyed us. And Esav Ren, destruction of Bayis Sheni. Mashenkin, when it comes to Yavon, what is Yavon? Yavon was more the intellectual. Amela, we have what? Hashem's going to bring us Elyon, Al Yavon, first and foremost. And Lozu, not only over Yavon, Elyon, but our Kogayarats, even over all the other ones as well. And that's the Remes Elyon, Amela. Elyon is Al Yavon. But perhaps we can add as follows. We know Afi the Yesod of the Maharal. And the Gram Rav Tzedek HaKohen, if you want to know the types of order or concept, you go to the first place in Chumash, it appears. The Fiyani is Daiti, it's very geschmack. Where do you think the first mention of Elyon is on the pages of Tanakh? First mention of Elyon, Api the Kukandansio. I don't use the Bar Ilan CD, so you'll have to correct me, but according to my Kukandansio, the first mention of Elyon is, and Pashas Lech Lecha Perk Yedalat Posegud Ches. Umalki Tzedek Mela Shulam Hotzi Lechem Yayinu Koen Le'el Elyon. Elyon, Api the Benishchai is Al Yovon. Who's going to conquer us, Al Yovon? The Kohanim, the family of Kohanim, the Chashmo Noim. Who's the first mention of a Koen on the Beitz of Chubash, Nadam, Daflam, and Beis, and Beis? Who was the first Koen Godel? Hashem, that was Malki Tzedek. Who Kohen La'el? El Yon, that's going to be El Yovan. Let's go to the Maral and Ner Mitzvah. Zok the Maral, what gave Yovan their ability to go ahead and have a shlit over the Heichal? They were able to go ahead and be Matami, all the Shemanim and Heichal in the Kodesh. Heichal, Hey Yud Chaf Lamed is Gematria 65. Yovan writes to Maral is Gematria 66. 66, they have one up on the Heichal. So they have one up on the Heichal. Who's going to destroy Yovan? Davka, the Kohen is Gematria 75. What is the Kohen? He is the 65 of the Heichal, but he connects the Heichal to a higher dimension of Kedusha. That's the Yud. Yud always corresponds to Kedusha, Aser Sedibus, the Esamakis. Yud is the letter, Menachos Chavtes Abes, that corresponds to Machshavat Olam Haba. Who's the only one who can go to the Fanaim and the Fanaim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Yavon, they can only go into the Heichal, they can't go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The only one who can go there is the Kohen Godol. He is Heichal plus Yud plus Kedusha. Kohen, Gematria 75. The ones who could be Al Yavon, Elyon is Davka the Kohanim. They're the Heichal plus Yud. With that Kedusha, they overcome Yavon, who's only Gematria 66. The Yovan, they can be even Tami Kol Hashemanim, except for what? Except for one Pach Shemin, that's Nechtam, with the Chaisim, the Kohen Godol. They can't profane that, they can't defile that, they have no Shleiches to the Kedusha, the Kohen Godol. That's the Kohen Gematria 75. Heichal plus the 10. Where's the first mention of Elyon, like the Ben Ishchai? It's very Gishmak. Dafka in the conjunction with the first mention of a Kohen. Al Yidei, the Koch of the Kohunim, but Dafka Mishpochas Beis Chashmonai. That's how we're going to be Elyon. That's how we're going to be Al Yovan, who Kohen, Lael, El Yon, Al Yovan, that's the koch. And we're still not done. Now let's go to our famous Rebbeinu Machai. Ben Ishchai didn't tell us, he just told us four fingers, correspond to the Dalai Machias, to the Dalai Golias. But which ones? L'chor we could figure out a little bit, because we mentioned Rebbeinu Machai, Meshem L'chok Me'atzeva, and Parshas Tzav, when the Psukim talk about that you'll place the Dam al Tanuch Ozen Hayamanis, Varega Bechulei, Zog the Beit Machayim Hashem, the Chochmei Ateva. We have five fingers that correspond to the five senses. Abister says the means of human interacting with the universe around us via the conduit of the Chamisha Chushim. Aristotle, of course, and others talked about it, and now scientists talk about it, as many as 29 senses, but clearly they're all traced back to the five Iker senses, and that is Chusha Riyu, Chusha Shmiyu, Chusha Rea, Chusha Tam, and Chusha Mish is the sense of touch. Right, so Rebbeinu Machai, why did Abishur give us five fingers? Why don't we have four? Now we're getting used to it already. But why not give us four fingers? Why not give us six fingers? So Rebbeinu Machai, Abishur implanted into the Bria, there'll be five fingers corresponding accordingly to the Chamisha Chushim, and each finger will know instinctively to be Mesharis or Meshamesh, one of the Hei Chushim. Mela, you ever wonder why is it that when we have a steak dinner and we get a piece of meat stuck in between our teeth, why are we always taking the thumb to get out the meat? Because this is the finger that God created to serve the chush hatam. And that's why we always clean out our mouths using our thumbs. Not only that, why do babies suck their thumbs? Why don't they suck their pinkies? They're sucking the thumbs because the thumb, that's serving the mishares, the mishamish of the mouth. Why do people clean out their noses using the second finger? Because the second finger is chush hareach, corresponds to the sense of smell. That's the etzba, which is the longest finger. That's the ama, piksumas tafayim and beis. Why is it the longest finger? Wherever you have an itch on your body, it can reach the itch more than any other finger. That's kenegad chushamisha, sense of touch. You could touch more parts on your body with the middle finger than any other one. That's here to be meshamesh and meshares, the chushamishas. People clean out their eyes with the fourth finger, the kemitza. Ah, you're right, people sometimes use the second and third. That's not a shayla, because Rashi explains piksumas tafayim and beis. It's called the kemitza because the coin would start the process of the kemitza from the cover of the cup using finger number four, but it included fingers two and three. Notice you'll also clean out your eyes to your butt. Very often people go to four. And what do people use to clean out their ears? Wax. If you don't believe me, see John Lloyd and John Mitchinson and John Gonder's book called 1339. Quite interesting facts on the top of page 177 that Anglo-Saxons used to call the pinky the ear finger. Why did they call the pinky the ear finger? Because people used to clean out the wax of their ears using the pinky. Rabbeinu Bechai already told us way before Anglo-Saxons. Here we have already Gedolei HaRishonim, Rabbeinu Bechai Api Chochmei Atzava. That's here to serve. That's the Chush HaShmiah. Mele, it's very Gishmak. Lachor, the Goliath, it should correspond chronologically. First is Klai, so we were given Malchus, that's the thumb. Then can we told him Golas Mitzrayim, Golas Bavel. We have Golas Yavon, Golas Edom and Romi, or if you Mitzrayim, Mechulei, Parasmandai. But either way, this would be very Gishmak, that which one would be Yavon? Yavon would be now on the ties of the Bayashani. This would be the finger of Keneged what? Keneged the Chush HaRi'iyah. What do you know about Yavon, Bracious Rabba, Parsha Beis, and Ostalid? Choshech, Ze Yavon, Weishech, Shichwe, Nei. Ra'im Shel Yisrael. Who's here to attack the eyes, the Chushariya, Yovan? Don't worry, we're going to get Yovan too. Yovan corresponds to finger number four. We're going to have a Shlita because we're the thumb and we can go ahead. And the Elyon, Al Yovan, and Al Kogoye Oretz, down to the fourth finger. That would be Kenegir Golas Yovan. They're the ones Kenegir Chushariya because they're Choshach, Se Yovan, Shech Shech, Chonei Shel Yisrael. It all comes together. Keep the fist locked in. We should be Elyon. That's all of the Tekifas. That's all we'll have the strength. And the Mela will be Elyon, Al Yovan, and Al Kogoye Oretz. Have a Gavaldig enough, an amazing week, and a great Hanukkah up ahead.
When
did
the rabbi leave?
Hanish, Sunday night, December 14th.
Roman, London, New York.